So it got late early. This was a very, very, very long daf, but just a few very, very short ha'aris. Mam is short. We'll just mention two or so, and then we'll pick it up in Metz Hashem tomorrow. So the first is that the Gemara said on the top of the Yom, daf Heyamid Beis, V'anoichi haster aster ponai b'yoyim hahu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's going to be a hester ponim. Amar Rava. So Rava said, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, afal pisha estarti ponai mehem. Even though there's going to be a time where there's going to be a hester upon him, but b'chaloi madar b'boy. Don't think it's going to be a total hester upon him. B'chaloi madar b'boy. What does that mean? So Rashi says that van noichi haster aster upon him b'yoy. B'yoyim v'loi b'layla. At night people sleep. When they sleep, they have dreams. And b'chaloi madar b'boy, there's some nevuah that gets communicated through dreams. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef added to this and he said, yodoy netuya eleinu. That even though Vanoichi haster aster pani b'yoyim ahu, but at the same time Yodin etuya eleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is still stretched out. I saw a beautiful ha'ara in a sefer. I don't have it in front of me, but the ha'ara is as follows. It says in Megillas Esther. So the pasuk says we all know what happened. That Esther the gzera, and then it says Umartcha Yoda es kol asher nasa. Vayikra Mordechai es begada, vayilbash sak for Ephraim, vayetze betoicha ir, vayizak sa'oka gedoilo umara. So Mordechai yada es kol ashenos. Mordechai, even though he wasn't in the palace, he knew everything that was happening. So Rashi, in his Pirush on Esther, had Mordechai knew. So Rashi, bal hachaloim omra loy. The bal hachaloim told us. He said, beautiful. We know Esther v'na terminai in Shenemar v'noichi Haster, Aster, Pone, Bayemahu. The story of Esther was the epitome of a Hester Ponim. Umart Chayoda is Kol Asher Naso, Bal HaChaloy Mamaloy. It's this Gemara that even though there's a Hester Ponim, but Bachaloy Madaber Boy. And that's why Mordechai, in this world of Hester Ponim, which is the Esther Menatar Minayim, it's the epitome of Hester Ponim. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Mordechai. His Navi, b'chaloi madar b'boy, and that's how we knew everything that was going on. We've mentioned this before. The Chasam Sofer wrote a Sefer that's called Sefer HaZikaron. And the purpose of this Sefer, Sefer HaZikaron, is it was an autobiographical work that was written by the Chasam Sofer, hard to believe, and it was written in the year Tav Kuf Samech Tes. It was written in the year 1808-1809. And the context of the Sefer is Presburg, the city that the Chasam Sofer was Rav in, was under attack by Napoleon's army. This was during the French Revolution. And the Yidden in Presburg were in a tremendous sakon. And the Chasam Sofer wrote a diary, literally, of what took place during that year and ultimately how the Yidden was saved and all the different miracles that took place. And he talks about some of the drushes that he gave. Obviously, this was written by the Chasam Sofer in the first person. So there's a lot of Torah here, but there's also a lot of fascinating tidbits and anecdotes that are tucked away, literally written b'ksav yad kotcha shel Moran Chasam Sofer. In the beginning of the Sefer HaZikaron, the Chasam Sofer says that it was Hoshana Rabbah, and he had a nightmare. And the following night, he had a nightmare again. And then the following night, he had a nightmare again. And he got very, very afraid. And he said the reason he was afraid is because the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Hei Amud Beis that even though Vanoichi Haster Aster Pone Bayemahu, but at the same time Bachaloim Adaber Boy, and he thought that even though he said, "Who am I? And I'm not worthy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be communicating with me through dreams." But at the same time, there is a concept of Bachaloim Adaber Boy and Meichash Mia Boy, and he felt that all these dreams that he was having in succession maybe is coming to tell him something, that something is supposed to happen. And he said he started preparing for something very, very bad to happen. And in that piece, it's kedai to see inside, he has a little bit of a pilpul in our Gemara. Meaning the Gemara said, V'anoichi aster aster pane b'yoyimahu. Amar Rava, afal pishe starti pane mayhem, b'pachaloi madar b'boy. Rabbi Yosef amay yodin etuya eleinu. And he says, I am b'masha, I am b'turi evan. They all have different auras on this Gemara. The way the Chasam Sofer learns the Gemara is that Rav and Rav Yosef are actually arguing. There's a machloek is going on. They both agree that in a Hester Panim, Hashem is going to reveal himself in a dream. But at the same time, they were arguing. What was the machloek? The machloek is the purpose of the dream to give the tzaddik a heads up? So like this, he can be ma'orer his people to do tshuva. So like this, maybe they'll be able to prevent the gzera from happening. Or maybe, really, there's going to be no way to prevent it. So what would be the purpose of the dream? It's to add insult to injury. That would be the purpose. So not only will you have to deal with the tzara when it happens, daya l'tzara b'shaita, but like this, you're going to know about it in advance, and that's actually going to compound the tzara. And he learns up in the Gemara that Rav and Rav Yosef were arguing this point. They were arguing whether when the tzaddik is told sometimes about this impending doom, whether the purpose of it is to actually be able to do something constructive, or to the contrary, it's a geder of luck gubigeflayim, where not only are they going to have to deal with the tzara when it happens, but now they know about it in advance, like this, they could start worrying about it and start being nervous about it, even though they're not even going to be able to do anything about it. So the Chasam Sofer said that he didn't know if these dreams meant anything, but he knows Chazal say in a world of Hester Ponim b'chalei madar b'boy. And he also wasn't sure if we paskin like Rav or Rabbi Yosef, whether the dream even allows you to do something. But he said, I felt I have to be chayish for Shitas Rabbi Yosef, who holds oyd yada in the tuya eleinu. He's the Shita that Chasam Sofer teaches is the one that holds you could do something about it. And he said, therefore, he was ma'orer, and he started doing things, thinking that doom was going to come. The Kachavad ended up being a very, very tumultuous year, as he writes about at length in the Sefer Zekar. But it's fascinating how he based it on this Gemara right here, that the Gemara says, B'chaloy madaber boy, and this is his akdam, it's literally the psicha to the Sefer Zekar, and it all began with a dream. We mentioned in the past that the dreams happened on Yishana Rabbah, and the Chasam Sofer refers to it as dreams that he had Bereshis Hashanah. We've stelled to the Marsha that says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Ches that if a person has a dream on Rosh Hashanah, dreams like that are very often true dreams. So this wasn't just a dream. It was a dream, Meireish Hashanah. You have to be Medayik, L'shoyne Yazov. So this was a dream that happened, Meireish Hashanah, a gedra, b'chaloy madaber boy, inside the Hester upon him. Could be you could do something about it. Could be you can't do something about it. L'chumra, we have to assume that maybe you could do something about it. And that's why he starts, does the Chasam Sofer, putting things into motion, thinking that maybe he was just given a heads up about something that's going to happen.